Don't be afraid. Lock the doors. Turn out the lights. And climb into bed. It's time for Hillbilly Dead Time Stories.
There is a whimsical elegance to places that have experienced lifetimes of occupants, as if hiding a secret that only the ghost can relay. And in these eerie destinations, they just might clue you in. Behind their facades hides a skeleton, or two. The creak of a floorboard or the flicker of a light is just the beginning of the frightening stories that these locations had to tell. The dark histories behind these places are as spooky as they are beautiful. One of those locations you will hear about today, Denmark's Dragsom Castle. If it's ghosts you want, then Dragsom Castle in Denmark is said to have more than 100 of them. Although today the castle is a boutique hotel, it stands on the remains of an earlier medieval structure. Indeed, there has been some type of fortress here since the 13th century. It was during the stormy events of the 16th century Denmark that the castle came to ghostly prominence. It became one of the central conflicts during the Count's War from 1534 to 1536, which was an important turning point in Danish history as it ushered in the Protestant Reformation across the country. Following the death of King Frederick I, the nobles of Jutland revolted and deposed his Catholic successor and co-ruler, Christian II, replacing him with Frederick's own son, Christian III, who was a staunch Protestant. However, Christian II had some very powerful support in his home area, where the Protestant Count raised an army in his support, sweeping through Denmark, burning and pillaging all along the way. Castles fell before his army, but Dragsom held out, the only castle to do so, and it even managed to drive the Count's forces back. However, many were killed in defense of the fortress, and many believe that their spirits are still attached to the place. Many have heard the sounds of a 500-year-old siege echoing around its walls. On June 11, 1535, the Count was finally defeated at the Battle of Augsburg. The victor, Christian III, ruled as a repressive and absolutist monarch. This meant a change in status for Dragsom. The castle now became a prison. Christian had been so impressed with its impenetrability that he assumed it would make an excellent place of incarceration. Those who had failed to break into it would now fail to break out. Its prisoners, however, came from the upper ranks of both the nobility and the clergy, and someone could be imprisoned simply for insulting the king. Denmark was still in a very shaky state, with Sweden casting greedy eyes on its direction, and King Christian was determined to hold on to power and maintain stability of his throne. Although Dragsom held many prisoners, one of the most famous to be incarcerated was James Hepburn, the 4th Earl of Bothwell and the 1st Duke of Orkney. He was the third husband of Mary, Queen of Scots. Following the Battle of Carberry Hill, in which Mary's forces were defeated, Hepburn fled to Scandinavia in the faint hopes of receiving backing from Frederick III of Denmark and Norway, and raising an army there to put Mary back on the Scottish throne. Unfortunately, his ship was seized by the Norwegian Navy, and he was taken as a prisoner to the port of Bergen. During this time, Hepburn was also wanted by the English crown for the suspected murder of Mary de Scots' second husband, Henry, Lord Darnley, in 1567. Upon finding out this information, King Frederick thought that he might profit from keeping Hepburn as a prisoner. At first, Frederick treated Hepburn well, but later he was sent to Dragsom Castle, where he allegedly went mad due to the conditions in which he was kept. He was supposedly chained to a pillar, which is still sometimes shown to visitors, together with a circular track worn in the floor, which is said to have been made by his pacing feet. He allegedly died at Dragsom, and his supposed mummified body was displayed to tourists at nearby Furville Church. The actual identity of the body has, however, never been conclusively proven, and some authorities believe that he was imprisoned there no longer than 5 years. Apparently, this does not stop Hepburn's ghost from haunting the castle, and indeed, he is one of its main phantoms, appearing and even talking to several visitors and rattling his chains at them. His specter is said to be horrifying. The sound of horse hooves can sometimes be heard in the cobbled yard. This is taken to have some type of connection to Hepburn and his incarceration at Dragsom. Yet another insane ghost will continually make its presence felt is that of Iser Brockenhaus, the so-called Mad Squire. The Brockenhaus family was a very powerful one in Denmark, but were always suspected of being involved in strange practices. They had been involved with the famous Danish witch Christine Kruko, which is one of the very few Danish nobility that was executed for alleged witchcraft. Accused of plotting against the king, he was imprisoned in Dragsom, where once again he went completely insane. His mad laughter can frequently be heard echoing through the castle, sending a chill down the spines of all who hear it. On June 1, 1657, the simmering tensions between Denmark and Sweden finally exploded into an open conflict as Danish King Frederick III formally declared war on King Charles X Gustav of Sweden. Sweden would eventually win this conflict. During this time, an attempt was made to blow up Dragsom, which was only partially successful, but it did kill a number of people and left the castle more or less a ruin. It was given as part of King Frederick's outstanding debts to a grocer, Heinrich Müller, who really did nothing with it. In 1694, the ruins were sold to the nobleman Frederick Christian Adler, who finally built the castle that is standing. The family also made several improvements to the surrounding land. The Adler family finally died out in 1932, and Dragsom Castle passed into the hands of the Central Land Board, who sold it to the Bodker family. The sale only included the main estate and did not include the subsidiary lands. They have been continually running the hotel ever since. The place has been modernized slightly, but certainly retains some of the former architecture and antiquities of its violent past. Besides the ghost of James Hepburn and Iser Brockenhaus, there are several soldiers that apparently haunt the location that died trying to defend the fortress. But there are other spirits here as well, maybe the most famous of which is the Grey Lady. She is rumored to actually be the spirit of a minor nobles woman who was employed at the castle. She was troubled with a painful toothache and sought help from one of the servants who eventually cured her. Out of gratitude, she wanders the castle corridors, determining that all is well. Many have felt her presence there and a few have actually seen her. She appears to be relatively harmless. A much sadder phantom is the so-called White Lady, whose story is a little more tragic that involves a love affair. A high-born young lady fell for one of the more lowly-born workers, but because of her high status, they had to keep their affair secret from her father. Nevertheless, her father found out and in a fit of rage forbade the girl to ever see the boy again. When she ignored her father's orders, the lovers were caught and they were separated. The girl was imprisoned within the walls of Dragsom Castle until she came to her senses. Instead, she made a bridal gown for herself in defiance of her father's instructions. She also passed notes to her lover from her prison cell. This infuriated her father, who in a fit of blind and total rage ordered her to be walled up within the prison so that her lover could never see her again. Most of you are probably saying we've heard that story a million times. It's just more legends and folklore. Well, for a long time, this was thought to be just an old and fanciful story representative of the bloody history of Dragsom. However, during the early part of the 20th century, some workmen were tearing down part of an old wall in order to make way for a new toilet block within the castle. During this work, a gruesome discovery was made. Behind some plasterwork, they came upon the skeleton of a woman dressed in what appeared to be the remnants of a white bridal gown. Some say that the skeleton was very small and might be more representative of a child, and that the dress was an ordinary white one, which would tie into another story of a child who is said to wander through the castle each night. Whether this is the spirit of the White Lady or some other ghost is unknown. No story concerning the death and walling up of a child is associated with Dragsome. While staying at the hotel, several people claim to smell a stench similar to gunpowder in some of the rooms and passageways. Could this be some phantom remnant from the battles that once raged around the castle, or from the attempt to blow it up during the war? And of course, there are groans, insane laughter, and faraway screams that others suggest that they have heard. What is their origin? Perhaps the terrors of the ancient place are not completely confined to the past.
So hush, little baby, don't.